Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch here on LA Talk Radio, the country's most listened to internet talk radio station, entertaining, irreverent, fascinating stuff. And today, that's what we're doing. We're talking about how to change your life. Yeah. We've got an inspirational author and speaker we're going to be talking to about her latest book, and also taking your questions if you like. The usual number here on the couch, 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. That's cool. Love to hear from you. If you're shy, you don't want to get your voice on the air, you can, you know, go ahead and email me. Yeah, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. Straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. That'd be great. Love to hear from you guys. So, you know, we're really talking about stepping up your game in terms of trying to manage your life today. Step it up, baby. You know, one of the most common things I hear from clients is, how can I be happier and not worry about my life so much? You know, as a psychologist, I always hear about their difficult upbringing. That's really important to talk about. And I hear about, oh gosh, abusive parents or bullies in school, or how they didn't feel like they were good enough or smart enough or attractive enough. And I say, enough of these thoughts. I mean, easy for me to say, right? But there is a psychological practice called mindfulness, which means thinking about how we think, being mindful of our thoughts in the now. You know? I mean, we all find life to always be filled with stress, right? Doesn't it seem like there's always something that happens which totally takes over our entire attention? And then it drains our energy and we worry about things. And oh, my goodness, no matter what it is, you guys know that. We've talked about this before. But as our society grows more and more complex, finding true peacefulness, you know, is more like finding an oasis in the desert. We're all busy, but I want to share with you some ideas that I have before we get to my special guest that may help you find a little more chill time, a little more peacefulness in your life from the daily routine. I tell this to my patients all the time. So, look, you can't get it all done. That's one of my favorite ones. You can't. You have to be really chill with yourself and patient with yourself. You know, sometimes we have to accept what's going on. I mean, there's only so much we can affect. What we can't change, what we can't influence, no matter what, should not be a concern to us. This is what I notice with so many people, is we focus and linger on things which we have no control over. So why worry about something that all the worrying in the world will not change? I mean, really, we can't change other people. We can try. That'll drive us crazy. All we can do is change ourselves, our thoughts, and our behaviors, and take responsibility for it, and that's it. And you don't always have to be a perfect soldier. You don't, no. You get to break down, you get to have your feelings, you get to, but take responsibility for them. So accept what is and be responsible. You know, we can't change things. We can't, sometimes we can with our positive thinking and try to, you know, manifest positive things and focus on the goodness. That's scientific. Also, relaxing is really good. And, you know, we talk about meditation, and I have many times on the show before, but if you don't do that, you're missing out. It's a very important activity. It's just when you get up in the morning, make a little more time for yourself, maybe in the morning before you start your day. It just calming your thoughts so you don't shoot out of bed and say, oh my God, I've got to call this client, I've got to do this, I've got to get to work, got to get in the traffic, got to, all that stuff. So I know you've got a lot on your mind and your thoughts are driving you crazy. So what happens is, if you get up in the morning and take your tea or coffee, whatever you have, just, you don't have to sit, in the lotus position. Just go to a peaceful place in your home or your balcony or your patio or whatever you may have, a little room, and just close your eyes and start breathing deeply. Yeah. And just focus on some real nice things you want happening in your life. That's it. Just keep those thoughts still. Now, now, now. That's what happens. You know, also, caring about other people really helps us. Not worrying about other people, okay? Because that'll make us crazy too. But you'll never find peace by being so self-consumed and only worrying about your own needs and wants. So when you start to learn how to genuinely care about other people, a lot of good things come out. Yeah. It really helps what I call solidify your inner peace. And it can be people close to you or like pure strangers. Any act of kindness and goodwill eases your way towards feeling better in life and peaceful and happy. You know, I saw this elderly woman in the store the other day, and she was in her 80s, and she was all by herself, and she was trying so hard to focus on, you know, getting her groceries and speak to the cashier and do what she needed to do, but she was doing it. And she was trying, and she was focused, and she was slow. But I felt this amazing love for her. And it just made me feel like, wow, you know, if you bless other people, it makes you feel good. And don't ever lose hope, folks. This is another one that I talk about. I know you've heard it 100 gazillion times, and you say, yeah, but my life sucks. No one ever cared for me. I was abused, and yada, yada, and it goes on and on and on, and things like that. You know what I'm saying? So many times, you know, we have to just not lose hope. We have to keep those positive thoughts going. And it's something you can never afford to lose. So those are some easy, quick things that I suggest to my patients, you know, who I see, just to kind of get themselves a little more relaxed and feel happier in their life every day. And it really is about finding happiness from within. And that's what my special guest is talking about today. And we're going to be pulling her up live on the air in just a minute here. By the way, her name is Barb Schmidt, and her latest book is called The Practice: Simple Tools for Managing Stress, Finding Inner Peace, and Uncovering Happiness. And she's a great speaker. I don't know if you guys have ever heard Barb speak before, but Google her. Just go online, and we'll give you information about how to find her at the end of the show as well and get a hold of this amazing book. She has traveled all over the world. She's the founder of Peaceful Mind, Peaceful World. It's a community outreach program through Florida Atlantic University, and it promotes dialogue in the greater community on the topic of inner peace by incorporating workshops and weekly techniques. And also, you know, Barb is the founder of Peaceful Mind, Peaceful Life. It's a nonprofit organization through which she teaches the practice. And we're going to be talking about, like I said, her book today. Let's pull her up without further ado on the line live. Barb Schmidt, welcome to the couch. How are you doing, girl?
Oh, my gosh. I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you so much. I'm doing great.
Oh, that's so nice to hear from you. And I'm glad you're doing great. And how could you not? You're such an inspirational person.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go.
You know, it's true. And we all have this deep seed of happiness and inspiration inside all of us. And your beautiful introduction was just, I'm grinning from ear to ear. What a beautiful, beautiful human being you are. It was just wonderful.
Likewise, my dear. That's the way it is. You know, we could go on and on. But, I mean, thank you. I feel it. I'm feeling it from you. And I read your book, and it's called The Practice, folks: Simple Tools for Managing Stress and Finding Inner Peace and Uncovering Happiness. And it's a good read. It's comfortable and it's easy, and you do have really nice steps. It's not a very complicated book, which people have to get really, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to, you know, turn into a Zen Buddhist. But, you know, I'm always interested in what inspired authors such as yourself to write their books. So what were some of the things that really forced you to go for it here?
Well, in the preface I write, I had a pretty traumatic childhood. Yeah. Both of my parents were alcoholic, and so I really never knew which end was up, and had some other traumas and situations happen in my childhood. But there was that little piece of me that, even though I was alone and felt very unloved, really didn't like myself, there was still this little piece of me that thought, I'm going to make it someday. I would watch the TV shows back there in the late 60s and the early 70s, and I'd say, you know, I'm going to be rich and famous. I'm going to make it out of this situation that I felt that I was in as a young girl. So in high school, I started working at McDonald's. So to fast forward a little bit, for sake of time, I ended up owning my four McDonald's restaurants before the age of 28 years old.
No, you didn't.
And I just had, it is an amazing story when you think about that probably could not happen today, the way things are structured in the universe and the world with business today. But back then, if you were good and you worked hard and you succeeded well, and McDonald's really admired and thought a lot of your work ethic and your ability to make things happen, they had this program where they would do that for you. So I had everything externally before the age of 28. I had everything. I had money. I had a husband. I had a house. I had everything that society tells us that if we have this, you'll just be happy. But I was suffering from an eating disorder of bulimia. I started early in my 20s, about 21, 22 years old. So my external world, I had everything, but inside I was falling apart. Having the eating disorder, not liking my life, not feeling good about myself. Yeah. And I woke up one day and said, I can't live this way anymore.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
check myself into treatment.
Well, good for you, girl. Yeah. And the thing is you know, you're right. I mean, you talk in your book a lot, and we're going to get into it, about the stuff on the outside, all that stuff you had. You owned McDonald's restaurants, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
You had a husband. You had lots of material objects. But like you said, it's got to be coming from within. You can have everything. Some of the most seriously depressed people I see are the wealthiest in my practice, which, money helps. It's great to make life easier. You're not worried about finances. But it doesn't mean it's going to give us inner happiness, you know. So, speaking about
it doesn't mean you're going to feel good about yourself, and you're going to love yourself and others, and really feel that your life matters and that it counts for something, and which is what all of us are really desiring, happy, meaningful life.
Well, that's right, and you know, you say in your book, we are meant to be happy, and I know we all have our own concept of what happiness means to us, but what is your definition of happiness, Barb?
You know, it's so, my definition of happiness and of peace, actually, with my peace movement, is that I'm strong, capable, loving, compassionate, and that I can handle anything that the external world has to send me, and that not only will I survive, I will thrive. It's all about feeling so connected within that nothing in the external world can shake my confidence and my own sense of self-worth.
Wow.
I can, you know, obviously wobble and feel overwhelmed from time to time, of course, but there's nothing that shakes me out of that core deep knowing that not only am I good and I'm lovable, but I'm really going to make it and that I can thrive in this world. So that's happiness. And we can't be shaken off of that core belief of who we really are and why we're here. It's not about the external things that are fleeting. That's the real deep sense of joy that I think is happiness that we're looking for.
Wow, that's beautifully said. And you know, you said when stuff happens, negative stuff, I guess we'll say, in our lives, it keeps coming to us, you say you're gonna thrive. Not only are you saying that you are learning lessons from this stuff happening and you're moving on, and this is empowering you more. Is that what you're saying, Barb?
Oh, that's so beautifully said. Exactly. You know, we do get sad. We do get angry. We do get irritated. We're meant to feel all these feelings. But then once we feel them, we can actually look underneath them. You know, you hear those beautiful mystics and saints and great teachers that say, look for the blessings or look for the silver linings underneath all of the heartaches and the traumas. And that's where they are. They are underneath all of those things that we're here to learn from. But it's difficult to learn from them if we're feeling overwhelmed and succumbing to them.
Yeah.
Instead, we can really embrace what's happening. We can be sad and really own the feelings that we're feeling, work through the feelings, and then underneath all of that are the teachings, are the lessons that we're all meant to be learning, whatever that one is for us any particular day.
Boy, is that true. By the way, in case you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle here on LA Talk Radio. My special guest today is Barb Schmidt. She's the founder of Peaceful Mind, Peaceful Life, and also the author of her latest book. It's called The Practice, Simple Tools for Managing Stress, Finding Inner Peace, and Uncovering Happiness. It's a great read, guys. Very comfortable and really helpful if you follow the tools, guides that she suggests. And we're going to be talking about some of those in just a bit. If you all would like to call in, 323-203-0815, you have a question for Barb, we'll take it. We'll take you. Also, if you want to email me, you're a little shy, you don't want to get your voice on the air, it's straighttalkdoc@gmail.com, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. You know, Barb, you were talking about inspiration and what inspired you in your life. And you've also had an amazing connection with so many people who have changed the world. I mean, the Dalai Lama, Dr. Jane Goodall. Can you share more of some of the people who you have worked with and who've inspired you?
I would love to, Dr. Mm-hmm. Michelle. When I came out of treatment, that 11th step of AA that says sought mm-hmm. through prayer and meditation to deepen my conscious contact with God, as I understand yes. him or her, really set me on this path mm-hmm. for 30 years of how do I deepen that conscious contact. So I went off and started studying some of the most amazing teachers, spiritual leaders,
wow.
really teachers that have been connected with their great source,
yes.
God or strength within. And so Dalai Lama, you know, these teachers, what I've loved the most about my journey is their inspiration. And what I've loved about their inspiration is they have inspired me
yeah.
to become and step into my own greatness.
Wow.
It's not about me following them and becoming who they are and
yes.
practicing their practice.
Yeah.
It's about me being inspired by them to uncover exactly who I am and find my practice.
Mm.
So every person that I've studied with, that has been my deepest desire, was to find my own true calling, my own true mm-hmm. Self, actually. But it's also, they have been inspired me to do that. So I love the fact of how do we find exactly who we are, find a practice that we can sustain in our own lives, and how do we really walk this earth in the feet, in the shoes, on the path that we were meant to walk. So it's about inspiring you to be exactly who you are.
Yes, it's so true. And finding what works for you. And
yeah.
getting in touch with that, who we are. I think that's probably one of the most difficult things people try to do, because they're, you know, our minds are our streams of consciousness. And, you know, of course, the immediate gratification from everything we have online now is wonderful. But it still really defocuses us on going within and finding that true self of who we are, you know.
And, yeah, who we are, what matters to us,
yeah.
and why, really, that age-old question that we all ultimately ask ourselves,
yeah.
you know, why am I here?
Yes.
What did I come here to do?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And each and every one of us can find a purpose. What can I do?
Yeah.
What can I do that will fulfill my heart, make me feel good, and help others in some way as well, contribute to the world in some way? Doesn't have to be, you don't have to be the Dalai Lama or Barb Schmidt, everybody. You can
no, it's what inspires you. Yeah,
exactly.
Beautifully said.
Wow, thank you. So let's get to the real meat here of your book, because I loved the way you explained some of the steps that people can take to help themselves. So in the book, The Practice, it has three parts or steps we need to do to help us find that inner peace or manage stress and uncover our happiness. So what are those magical three steps?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a three part daily guide. Mm-hmm. You could even call it a recipe book.
Yeah.
There are samples of what can I do in my life to start leading this meaningful life. And the first thing is waking up.
Yeah.
You know, we live in the external world, and I think my practice is all about how can I still maintain my life in the external world,
yeah.
but live it from the inside out. And we do that by waking up and stopping first thing in the morning to connect with us.
Yeah.
We're plugging into the world all day long, especially with all this new technology.
Mm.
We are plugged in 24/7. So I suggest, and what I have done for the past 30 years, is I plug into me first.
Mm.
I get grounded
yes.
from within to me first,
mm-hmm.
even if it's just for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I sit with me first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And just sort of in quiet meditation and
yeah.
just sort of get in touch with you and calm those thoughts.
Exactly.
You know.
I've tried really hard to demystify the word meditation because we can't stop thinking. That's what the mind does.
Course,
it thinks. But we can just sit there and observe the thoughts and not get engaged in them. And there's such power and peace and connectedness when we can just sit with our thoughts and just sit.
Mm-hmm.
And not be engaging in the external world. That's where the power and the peace comes from. So that's just sitting for 5 minutes and then go out into the world.
Yes.
And the power comes from that connection that you've made within of sitting with yourself, not engaging the world, not engaging the thoughts for 5 minutes.
Yeah. So that's
it's powerful.
It is powerful, Barb. And that's, you know, again, so many people I know who you hear from, who you're, you know, working with and who you're lecturing to and helping out. They say, oh, my God, first thing I do, I'm so stressed. I get up in the morning. But like you say, wake up. Wake up. Slow down. And just get in touch with ourselves first.
It just makes sense because how we get frustrated, we get stressed, we get easily thrown off course with all these external events that are happening in our lives and in the world around us. How could we even think that we could seriously handle these situations coming at us without being grounded from within first?
Exactly.
It just really makes sense when you start to practice it. You think, well, of course I need to get connected with me and love me first.
Sure.
Then I can handle anything, ultimately, that happens in the external world.
Yeah.
So that's the first part of the practice, waking up and sitting with yourself each morning before you start your day out into the external world.
Cool.
And the second part is living present. When you do that, sitting with yourself each morning, there's something really special that happens in connecting with you first that you're able to come back to during the day. So if I'm feeling stressed at the office, I can close my eyes and take a breath, and I immediately come back to that moment in the morning where I was able to let the thought come and go and not engage the stress or not engage what's happening in this moment.
Yes.
And we also learn how to be focused in the moment, spending time doing the one thing at a time, not all the time, but in certain situations, in the people and the places and the things that we're doing, we really want to give our all and give our best.
Mm-hmm.
So we learn how to be focused in that moment on doing just that one thing that matters to us.
Exactly. And when we're in the now, in that moment, we're not living. I mean, it's nice to reminisce about good things in the past. That makes us feel good, the good stuff, not the bad stuff, guys. Let's not perseverate on how horrible our lives were. Let's go, now I get it, and now I'm going to think about fun stuff, the good stuff. So
It's easy to do. I say simple tools because we all know these things to do. It's making the decision to practice them, and it is a practice. Each day we come into it, I'm feeling stressed and overwhelmed. I can take a couple deep breaths, bring myself back to the moment. And then, of course, the last part of the practice is letting it all go.
Yes.
Letting it all go.
Letting it all go.
We can't change anything that happened.
Yeah.
The day is done.
Yep.
And really spend 5 or 10 minutes at the end of the day. I have a beautiful reflection activity. How can I reflect back on what I did? And this is what you were saying earlier.
Yeah.
How do we look at the teachings or the lessons underneath the things that have happened? We can reflect, look back without judgment because we can't change it. We don't want to beat ourselves up, but we want to learn from it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. No, that makes so much sense. It really,
really
does. So it's waking up, living in the present, and letting go, guys. And in your book, of course, we're doing the quick and simple here on the air live. But if you look in Barb Schmidt's book, it really does explain how to do these things step by step. And, you know, just amazing it's a real nice, comfortable read, by the way, of how you can take these steps and apply them to your daily lives, guys. It's good stuff. And if you want to call in and if you have a question for Barb, the number here, 323-203-0815, or email me. We have a couple of emails that have come in, and maybe we'll, within a little bit, we'll get to some of those questions for you, if okay, Barb.
I love it.
Cool. StraightTalkDoc@gmail.com. Love to hear from you guys. And, you know, we'll try to handle as many emails or calls as we can if you have any more questions for Barb. You were talking about, affirmations. You know, that's a really good, help. We were talking earlier about reading Louise Hay's book, Heal Your Body, which was one of the earliest Western books about our mind and body connection. I mean, she was amazing. So she, in that book, wrote a lot about affirmations. So a lot of people go, yeah, life is good. I am happy. I am abundant. Right. You know, so how can you help people get more of a handle on really, you know, nailing those affirmations and working on them?
You know, part of the practices in this living present segment is affirmations and mantra repetition.
Yeah.
And if you think about our minds, and let's say they're going down this track of stress mm-hmm. or worry yeah. or fear, and it just goes one thought after the other, whatever it is we're worried about or afraid of or being really stressed about, one worry negative thought feeds another worry negative thought.
Yeah.
And when we can interrupt the thought with something positive,
yes.
an affirmation or
yes.
a mantra, just the interruption of that thought stops. It stops the worry for that instant.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you think about interrupting those negative thoughts with an affirmation, with a mantra repetition,
yeah.
ultimately what happens is you stop that pattern of the negativity from going, and you're in the present moment,
right.
in that space
mm-hmm.
where you can make a choice, where I can think clearly,
mm-hmm.
where I can say, okay, what am I worried about?
Right.
What am I afraid of? What am I stressing out over? And then in that moment, you could take an action. Well, wait a minute. I'm worried about this, but I don't know if this is really going to happen. So let me use my mantra or let me use this affirmation to stop the worry because there's absolutely nothing that I can do about it. And I'm really ruining my life in this moment. I'm
wow.
really taking myself out of the moment where I could enjoy whatever it is that's happening in the moment. It stops the flow of the negativity where you now are in the situation of being able to have a choice. You're actually in the present moment faced with a choice where you
yes.
can say and really look at the situation and take an action.
Wow.
We can't take an action when we're in the middle of stress and worry and fear.
Yeah.
We're in a panic mode or we're in a heartbeat racing mode. The mantra and the affirmation stop the negative. So that's the, in my mind, when people say to me, oh, yes, you're going to repeat these positive things and that's going to be magic and cure everything. No, I'm
yeah.
repeating these positive things that stops the negativity so that I can get clear.
Yes.
So that I can free my mind of the negativity and now choose a course of action.
Wow. Beautifully
said. It's not about
yeah.
fixing things. It's about me being able to get clear.
Yeah.
And what is my choice and what's my action.
Yes, exactly. And how can we sort of, gosh, how can we believe? I mean, how can we get affirmations that we can believe
yeah.
in? I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer question, I guess. But I mean, a lot of people complain to me and they say, how can I, what can I find that will really help me believe in it? And I think
yeah,
you just answered that, Barbara.
Yeah, it's experience.
Yeah.
Experience. Isn't experience the greatest teacher? The Buddha said, this is an experiential path.
Yeah.
Follow your own path and try it for yourself. Only experience, so you try it. You say, okay, this lady wrote this book. This Dr. Michelle has this beautiful show. They're telling me all these things. Let me try it. What do I have to lose?
Yes. Yeah.
So it's really about trying it and experiencing it for yourself. Because once you do, you can't believe it. You really get this, that a negative and a positive can't exist at the same time. So when I intercept those negative thoughts with something positive, it just stops.
Yes.
I can start up again, and I can stop again,
yes.
and I can start up again, and I can stop again. And what's the magic and the beauty and all that? You start to recognize you have your own power and your own control.
Yes, yes. Wow, it's so true.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
In case you just tuned in, guys, you're here on the couch with Dr. Michelle and on LA Talk Radio, the country's number one most listened to internet talk radio station, irreverent and entertaining. And my special guest today is Barb Schmidt. She's the author of an amazing, life-changing book. It will help you change your life, happiness, more insight. Chill out, guys. It's called The Practice, Simple Tools for Managing Stress, Finding Inner Peace, and Uncovering Happiness. And I have Barb on the line live with me right now. Barb, we have an email from someone, and I'd like to share this. Maybe you can give her an answer, and we
Wonderful.
Can go from there. Her name is Jessamine, and she said, Barb, I can't stop thinking about how I've never had a chance to be a child in my life. I'm 32 years old now. But my single mom had to work after our dad left us. Since I was 10 years old, I had to take care of my two younger siblings, changing diapers and feeding them, and basically becoming the mother of them. I'm very responsible now and have a good job, but my mind is always going to the what ifs and how can I control everything because I always had to be an adult since I was 10. Oh, boy. Whew.
Yeah.
God bless you, Jessica.
I definitely relate. Absolutely relate to this question. Okay. As I said, I was a child of two alcoholic parents.
Oh,
I was the oldest of five children. I've never been a child.
Oh, girl, really?
The minute I hit the ground as a young toddler, I felt like I was on my own.
Wow.
And then when my three brothers and sister were born, I was taking care of them the whole time. And what I would say to you is you have a lot of stuff to think about and to work through.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say think about, I would write about it. I don't know if you've been in therapy. I certainly was in a lot of therapy, and it's helped me tremendously.
Mm.
But what's helped me in combination with therapy is my practice, is sitting with myself, is mm-hmm. doing some of these things that I have in my book. And I'll tell you what happens is I started to recognize I can't change the past.
Right.
I didn't like the fact that I didn't have a childhood. Even to this day, my husband will say to me, Barb, get playful like a little girl. And I
yeah.
think, I don't even know what a little girl plays
exactly.
like, because I just never was a little girl.
Yeah.
But I have no regrets over that, because I look at my life today and see how phenomenal and how wonderful it is. So I would say to you, you're 32 years old. You probably have a wonderful life right now. You have the elements of having a wonderful life.
Yeah.
You missed out on being a child, but I would say now you're missing out on being an adult.
Yes.
Now you're missing out on the greatest time of your life right now. All of that was in the past. It led you to where you are today. And now step in and live the magnificent, incredible 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years that you have left, which could be incredibly powerful and meaningful for you. So you may have missed out on the childhood, but you're now missing out on the rest of your life as well.
Yes. Beautiful. Well, thank
you so much. I wish you everything, because it is difficult. I so understand it. But I want to tell you, the transformation of letting that go, learning from it and letting it go in whatever way that works for you,
yes.
and then stepping into your life right now is unbelievably fantastic. You will just love it when you let that baggage go, work through it, let it go, and then really step into who you are today.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Barb. And thank you, Jessamine, for emailing us. You're a sweetheart. And bless you for being so strong and taking care of your siblings and being such a strong young woman. Yeah.
And honor you for being so courageous and so honest with us, because it's not easy.
No, it's not.
It's not easy to really know and to really own what it is that you know is holding you back. So I really honor you and so blessed that you wrote into us. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. By the way, in case you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle. My special guest today is Barb Schmidt. She's the author of her latest book we're talking about. It's called The Practice, Simple Tools for Managing Stress, Finding Inner Peace, and Uncovering Happiness. Great workbook as well, and very interesting. A lot of information you're going to get as well from Barb. From a lot of things that she has learned from the masters, and really getting your own life together. And, you did have a difficult upbringing, like you said, Barb, but you have flourished and come through it all. And, it has just, you were blessed. You have a strong soul, honey. you came through it.
You know, Carl Jung, one of my favorite teachers, great psychiatrist, he said, your vision will become clear when you look into your own heart.
Mm.
Who looks outside dreams, who looks inside awakens. So, our trials and our tribulations cause us to finally turn inward and look into our own heart. And really, that is the awakening. That is where our life begins to flourish, where we really start to take hold of, okay, what is my heart saying? What is my inner guide, my Lord, my God, my source, whatever, saying? And what is the life that I truly want to live for myself right now in this moment?
Mm, so true.
Yeah.
So true. And it's
we all have
day.
It.
Yes, we do. We sure do, girl.
Yeah.
And so important.
Yeah.
We have another email here.
Wonderful.
Let's tackle it. It's a guy. His name's Andre. And he said, thanks for being on Dr. Michelle's show. You're welcome. Thank you for having
me. Yeah.
I worry that I'll not find love or a good relationship, maybe because both my parents abused me and weren't affectionate. I always seem to get involved with women who hurt me. I feel demeaned and not like a man. They always want the bad boys. How can I find a true loving relationship? And this is from Andre. So thanks for emailing
us. Andre.
Oh, I love that. Thanks for being honest, Andre. Barbie,
yeah,
you
wow,
get this one.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I would have to say the first thing I would ask you is make sure that you love and honor and respect yourself first.
Mm.
So make sure that you've gone through all of the inside work that needs to be done for the trauma, for the abuse. I am also an abuse survivor. Mm. I don't really go into that very much in the book.
Sure.
My publisher said, just tell us a little bit about your past. It's a little bit too much for one book. But I can relate. I was also an abuse survivor, so I know where you're coming from in that feeling of am I going to be able to find someone that really honors and loves and respects me for who I am? And what I realized it was I didn't honor and love and respect myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I got into a lot of relationships that weren't good for me, that weren't honoring who I was. So first, make sure that you really honor, love, and respect yourself fully,
mm-hmm.
that you are stepping into your own life in whatever way that is, through working through all of your past traumas or inner things that are happening inside for you, working through all of those in whatever way works best for you, and really step into who you are, really loving and honoring yourself first. I promise you, this has happened for me. Once
yes.
I really gave myself the love and the respect that I deserved, it's like you're that light out there in the world.
Mm.
You walk into a room and people know, wow, that guy really loves himself. I mean, in a really beautiful way.
Sure.
That person has great confidence and love and real respect for himself. Those are the people that you're going to attract, and those are the people
yes.
that ultimately that ripple effect are going to help impact around the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's my beautiful belief, that when we come into our own deep knowing and deep love of ourselves, we ripple that across the world and help awaken other people to that same light.
Mm.
So make sure that you love yourself first. If you're still attracting people that aren't respecting you, there might be a little bit of respect mm-hmm. that you're not giving yourself first. I just honor you so greatly for sharing this with us.
Oh, yeah.
Bless you.
Bless you, Andre. Thank you so much for writing us as well. And just think about that. And also, please think about picking up Barb's book, because it really will help you get in touch with yourself a little better. It's called The Practice here. And, you know, we'll tell you how you can get a hold of her book and find out more about Barb and her work and her workshops and how she can help you in just a little bit. But, Andre, that's amazing. Thank you so much. And, you know, another way I've found, too, and I know you'll agree with this, Barb, is to... You know, when we reparent ourselves, when we just see ourselves as these little innocent souls of being the victims, and just kind of love ourselves and say, wow, I'm going to reparent me. I'm going to be the parent for me that I never was, that I never had. And, you know, I'm going to tell myself how special I really am and say, you know, you're a good kid. You're a good soul. You are good. And you deserve love. You know,
beautiful, Dr. Michelle.
Aww.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love that. Reparent yourself. That's
yeah.
beautiful.
Well, thank you. Gosh, that means
yeah.
a lot coming from you.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Got to do it sometimes, don't we? You know,
we have to. If we didn't have the parents that we thought we were coming into this world to have,
yeah.
we can do it for ourselves. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
We can do it for ourselves, because what matters most is what is the life that we're living right now?
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to become a victim. We don't want to be at the mercy of the external world. How can we really take charge
mm-hmm.
and step into the life that we choose and that we came here to live?
Mm. Is that so true? So true.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love hearing about my guests and how they, you know, teach and work on themselves and then bring it to others. So you talked about how, you know, meditating every morning, getting yourself grounded, you know, really helps you. What are some of the other things that you practice? I'm just fascinated every day to get yourself, you know, really feeling well and peaceful.
First thing every morning as I meditate, I sit mm-hmm. down with myself. Second
yep.
thing I do is I exercise. I do some mm. form of exercise.
Yeah.
I walk 30 minutes or I go to a yoga class.
Mm.
I do some weight training, some form of exercise where I can really focus on the health of my body.
Mm-hmm.
I pay attention to the foods that I eat.
Ah.
I've become a very informed, as we all are. I mean, the way the world is today, it's all at our fingertips now. What kind of foods are we feeding our bodies? So I really pay
mm-hmm.
attention to what I'm eating,
mm-hmm.
what it is I'm giving my body.
Mm-hmm.
So I nourish myself with my meditation. I move my body in some way every single day.
Mm-hmm.
I pay attention to the foods that I eat.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the greatest things that I do is I spend some time with myself during the day. When things are feeling, if I'm feeling a little bit tired,
yeah.
if I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed, I'll stop.
Yes.
I'll maybe take off the couple things on my list that I was going to do and not do them and just go sit down and take a bath. Go take a nap. I might take a 20-minute nap.
No,
I might just go sit with myself for 5 minutes just to kind of regroup and allow the negativity or the stress that's happening around me to pass. I honor and pay attention to what my body, when you sit in meditation for 30 years, every morning, you start to be able to hear your body. You hear your heart. You hear that voice within.
Yeah.
I was sitting with my husband the other day. We were watching a football game. I love sports.
Yay.
And my body was just saying, I've been kind of tired lately from traveling. My body said, go take a bath.
Yeah.
So I looked
there
at him and I said, honey, I'm going to go take a bath in a little bit. He goes, okay, that's a little bit weird. I said, I know. I said, I just kind of feel like my body needs it.
Yeah.
So you get a little bit creative in that because you really start to become your own intuitive. You
it's
start
so
to know
true.
Yourself so well. So those are some things that I do to take care of myself so that I can be at my best.
Perfect.
You know, for my life.
Barb, exactly. And, you know, spoil ourselves a little bit. You know,
try to
become a child. You know, try to think of some of those things that, you know, fun thoughts, fun things. Look forward to things and all that.
Yeah. I have a little dog. You know, we love to be out in nature. Who doesn't really love to be out in nature? So I have a dog. And I become such a person out in nature because I have to walk her two, three, four times a day. So I use that opportunity to just take her for a walk. And instead of looking at it as a chore, I have to take my dog for a walk. I look at it as an opportunity for me to get outside and be in nature for a little bit.
That's a great idea, too. And your doggy loves it, too. So
that's
a great thing.
It's what you said earlier. But how do we reframe? Sometimes, you know, how do we reframe the affirmation? How do we, okay, it's not that I have to take my dog for a walk. I want to go out and get into nature for about 15 minutes and help nurture myself.
Beautiful.
It starts from taking care of yourself. It's that whole idea of I'm putting myself first by taking care of myself, but in the taking care of myself, I'm going to be better for the rest of the world
That's
around me.
That's exactly right. Beautifully said. Well, listen, Barb, it's about that time, but can you tell listeners how they can best get your book and find out more about you?
I would love to. My website is barbschmidt.com, and then the nonprofit that Dr. Michelle spoke about, peacefulmindpeacefullife.org. All of the profits of everything, all the work that I do, the book, everything goes to this nonprofit for helping people become peaceful, loving, compassionate, and powerful in their own skin from their inside out, from their own heart. The book is at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or any local booksellers, and Facebook, Twitter, Peaceful Barb. We've really amassed, Dr. Michelle, a great, I think people are hungry to find their own self-worth, their own sense of connectedness. So I have 2.3 million followers on Facebook right now on Peaceful Mind, Peaceful Life, really wanting to connect with some inspiration and helping to start changing their own lives so that the world can start to change right along with them. So it's been just a real honor and a joy to meet you, Dr. Michelle. I am honoring you for this beautiful, beautiful work that you're doing.
Oh, thank you, Barb, so much. Means the world to me. And thank
you. I love being here.
My God. So, folks, the show will be up in the archives with all the information tomorrow on how to get the book and replay this interview so you can, you know, get the practice going. Barb, thank you so much. Many blessings, and hopefully we'll connect again soon.
I would love it. Blessings and love to you, Dr. Michelle.
Thank
Have a beautiful,
you.
Beautiful day.
You too. No,
thank you
so much. Bye-bye. All righty, guys. Yeah, like I said, everything will be up on the archives here on The Couch with Dr. Michelle. It's about that time. We got to go. And as I always say, you know, Barb just said what I always say at the end of my show. So she and I are really connected here. Do take care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for others. And that's the way it works in the world. Okay? Listen, we're going to talk about the law of attraction next Friday and how it really does work and the science behind it and the physics behind it. So thanks for listening, everybody. Dr. Michelle here, and take care of yourself. Be back next week now.